This is chapter 38, Nectar of Devotion, Indifference and Separation. This chapter continues to describe the Vyabhachari Bhavas of separation, which is called Ayoga, and reverential devotion, Sambrama Priti Ras, or Dasyarati. 8 Vyabhachari Bhavas of Utkantita. Continued. 1. Nirved, which means self-disparagement. Page 307. Uddhava once wrote a letter to Krishna. My dear Krishna, I have just finished the study of all kinds of philosophical books and Vedic verses about the goal of life. And so now I have a little reputation for my studies. But still, in spite of my reputation, my knowledge is condemned. Because although enjoying the effulgence of Vedic knowledge, I could not appreciate the effulgence emanating from the nails of your toes. Therefore, the sooner my pride and Vedic knowledge are finished, the better it will be. 2. Chinta, anxiety. Another devotee very anxiously expressed himself thus. My mind is very flickering, so I cannot concentrate it upon your lotus feet. Seeing this inefficiency in myself, I become ashamed, and the whole night I am unable to sleep because I am exasperated by my great inability. 3. Chapala, restlessness. In Krishna Karanamrita, Vilvamangala Thakur explains his restlessness or unsteadiness. My dear Lord, your naughtiness in boyhood is the most wonderful thing in the entire world. And you yourself know what this naughtiness is. As such, you can very easily understand my flickering mind. This is known to you and me. Therefore, I am simply yearning to know how I can fix my mind on your lotus feet. Jadata, inertness. In Bhagavatam, 7th canto, depicts Prahlad Maharaj's inertness in childish play, which is a Vyabhachari Bhav, resulting from reverential longing to see the Lord for the first time. The proof of Prahlad's natural devotion. Even when he was a small child, he didn't want to play with his playmates. He was always eager to preach the glories of the Lord. Instead of joining the boys in sportive acrobatic feats, he remained an inactive child, or inertness, because he was always in trance meditating on Krishna. As such, there was no possibility of his being touched by the external world. Unmad, madness. Rupa Goswami gives 2 examples. There's another example of inertness or jadata of one Brahman who was very expert in all kinds of activities. But someone commented, I don't know why this Brahman is looking up at the sky without moving his eyes. It appears that his body is fixed, motionless, just like a doll. I can guess that in this condition he has been captivated by the transcendental beauty of that expert flute player, Sri Krishna. And being attached to him, he is simply staring at the black clouds in the sky and remembering the bodily you of Sri Krishna. This is an example of how a devotee can become inert due to ecstatic love. Now, Unmad, 2 examples. One is Prahlad Maharaj, who used to dance like a shameless madman. And sometimes, fully absorbed in thoughts of Krishna's pastimes, he would start imitating such pastimes. Also, the great sage Narad was so ecstatically in love with Krishna that he would sometimes dance naked and his whole body would become stunned. So now, moha, bewilderment. Prahlad Maharaj felt unfit to approach the Lord, so he lay down and cried, almost unconscious from bewilderment. This is described in Hari Bhakti Sutodaya. that Prahlad thought himself unfit to approach Krishna. He immersed himself in great distress and an ocean of unhappiness and used to cry and lie down on the floor as though he was unconscious. Another example is that the students of a great devotee once talked among themselves about their guru. They said, "My dear God brothers, our spiritual master, after seeing the lotus feet of the Lord, has thrown himself into the fire of lamentation. And because of this fire, the water of his life has almost dried away. Now let us pour the nectar of the holy name through his ears, and by our doing so, the swan of his life may again show signs of life." This loss of consciousness or loss of vital signs is a vyabhachari bhava of reverential longing to see the Lord's lotus feet. Now, viyog, absence. This is the second type of separation from Krishna. It's called viyog. Feeling the Lord's absence after having previously had his association. Uddhava exemplifies this mood that when Krishna left Dwarka, Uddhava was almost completely stunned into unconsciousness. So Rupa Goswami then describes 10 vyabhachari bhavs of Viyoga. First one is tap, and Uddhava describes to Narada the great feverish condition he felt due to being separated from Krishna. Uddhava said, "Oh, great sage Narada, the lotus flower is a friend of the sun, may be a cause of distress for us. The fire in the ocean may cause us some burning sensation. And Indivara, the friend of a demon, may distress us in various ways. We don't mind. But the most regrettable factor is that all of them remind us of Krishna. And this is giving us too much distress." An example of tap or fever. Second one is Krishata, emaciation or withering of the limbs. Once some devotees went to see Krishna in Dwarka, but they were detained at the gate. At that time they prayed, "Oh, my dear Krishna, friend of the Pandus, as a swan loves to dive in the water among the lily flowers, I would die if taken from the water. We wish only to be with you. Our limbs are shrinking and fading because you have been taken away from us." 3. Jagaran, page 309. This means sleeplessness. The king of Bahula, although very comfortably situated in his palace, began to think the nights very long and distressing because of his separation from Krishna. Alambana shunyata, inability to find shelter. King Yudhisthira once said, "Krishna, Parthasarathi, is the only relative of mine within the three worlds. Therefore, my mind is becoming maddened day and night with separation from his lotus feet. I do not know how to situate myself or where I shall go to attain my steadiness, any steadiness of mind." So in this example, Yudhisthira's mind could find no shelter from his feelings of separation from Krishna. Being afflicted day and night, this reference can also illustrate sleeplessness. Adriti, absence of fortitude. Krishna's servant Raktak exemplifies the absence of fortitude or resolve in the performance of his duties. Some friends of Krishna reported about Raktak, "Dear Krishna, your servant Raktak, simply because he saw a peacock feather, is now closing his eyes and no longer attentive to pasturing the cows. He's left them in a faraway pasture, has not even bothered to use his stick to control them. This is an instance of mental imbalance due to separation from Krishna, known as adriti." Now, jadata, inertness, is illustrated by Uddhava when Krishna left Dwarka for Hastinapur. Uddhava was feeling so much fire of separation that the perspiration from his inflamed body and the tears from his eyes poured forth, and he became completely stunned. Now, Vyadi and Unmad, disease and madness. When Sri Krishna left Dwarka to recover the Shamantaka jewel, and he was late returning home, Uddhava became so afflicted that the symptoms of disease became manifest on his body. Due to his excessive ecstatic love for Krishna, Uddhava became known in Dwarka as crazy. Due to his great fortune, on that day, Uddhava's reputation as a crazy fellow was firmly established. It was proved because Uddhava went to Raivataka Hill to minutely observe a conglomeration of black rain clouds. In his distressed condition, Uddhava began to pray to those clouds, and he expressed his jubilation by bowing down before them. This is an example of Vyadi and Unmad, disease and madness and separation from Krishna. Now, Murchita, another type of yoga, unconsciousness. Uddhava informed Krishna, "My dear leader of the Yadu dynasty, your servants in Vrindavan cannot sleep at night thinking of you. So now they are all lying down on the bank of the Yamuna, almost paralyzed. And it appears that they are almost dead because their breathing is very slow." This is an example of becoming unconscious, or murchita, due to separation from Krishna. The last one is mriti, death. This is exhibited in the last paragraph here on page 310 of Nectar Devotion. Devotees do not allow themselves to actually die because they know that their ensuing absence from Krishna's future pastimes would cause Krishna displeasure. Consequently, mriti is not actual death, but it displays the external symptoms similar to death. Nectar Devotion says, Krishna was once informed, "You are the life and soul of all the inhabitants of Vrindavan. Because you have left Vrindavan, all of the servitors of your lotus feet there are suffering. It is as if the lakes filled with lotus flowers have dried up from the scorching heat of separation from you." Prabhupada explains that this verse compares the residents of Vrindavan, the Brijavasis, to lakes of water, wherein the lotus flowers are their souls, the swans their life air, and the scorching heat is their separation from Krishna. The scorching heat of separation from Krishna had dried up their souls, and thus the swan and their life air seemed to be leaving the lakes of their bodies. This metaphor is used to describe the condition of the devotees separated from Krishna. So that concludes Chapter 38.